Okay. Well, it is an extraordinary honor to inherit this position as president in the line of such distinguished presidents. And I'm at the moment, as you can see, somewhat in awe of this new venture I've undertaken. So we've all had four presidents here, and we have Alain Touraine, who is almost our honorary president, and I will do my best, obviously, to follow in this tradition. But before I say anything about that, I'd just like to reiterate what Michel said, to thank the local organizing committee. It seems to me, I don't know to you, it seems like a century since this Congress began. I recall we were in this room, and I think one of the most vivid memories was, of course, that amazing quartet of singers that came to sing to us. And we ended last night with another wonderful Swedish singer, Teresa Andersson. Gothenburg has been fantastic. I have been pretty well stuck in this hotel, Congress Hall, and like many of you, but I did manage to get out for 3 hours yesterday on a bicycle. I'm a bicyclist, you may want to know. And I believe that the index of civilization of a city is based on how they treat bicyclists. And this, that's right, that needs cheers, right. And this city is amazing with its bicycle paths and its parks for bicyclists. So I really think this is a wonderful city, and I'm really delighted that we chose to be here. And I would really like to thank Ulla Jongberg for her enormous dedication to this project. I have watched her. There she is. The dancing queen. You should have seen her last night. Yes, I have watched her over the last 4 years. She's not always the most peaceful person. This was a very, very, very anxiety-provoking job she undertook for us. And she has been totally dedicated at a great cost of her nervous system. I really think that she has done something wonderful in bringing us all here. And we should sort of have her name permanently in our memory for the wonderful Congress. She and, of course, her colleagues and Congress. So, as Michel said, I am inheriting the ISA at a wonderful time. We've never had so many people attend our Congress. And the energy, as we saw last night, for those who were at the party, to all those dancing sociologists, suggests to me the future, the next 4 years, are going to be wonderful. It's really a tribute to Michel, our outgoing president, that we're in such a good situation. It's not easy, this organization. It's like the United Nations, a little mini United Nations, and there are so many different public audiences to deal with. But he has always shown great equanimity and guided us through storms and controversies, and we are together now. And he has also introduced new things. He had a whole series of task forces that reported, and he has been very sort of, he has been insistent on being present and in talking to all. I think we've been very lucky to have him these last 4 years. And he also he also has begun something very important, the development of internal democracy and transparency. This is not an easy, it's not an easy project. It didn't work perfectly, it couldn't work perfectly, but it won't be my endeavor to carry through this project and to make this association ever more transparent, ever more democratic. And we will learn from what didn't go quite well here in Gothenburg. Let me say in this connection, one thing. I know there are probably here many people from research committees, presidents of research committees. There will be a World Forum in 2012. The exact character of that world for him, we do not know yet. And where it will be, we do not know yet, but that it will be, I promise you. So what we are doing in the name of transparency, we're going to have an open call for proposals from you for places where we can hold the World Forum. So we want to make this an open, transparent process. And so there will be, you will be notified and given the sort of guidelines as how you prepare a proposal. But I'm telling you now to think about whether you want your country's city to be the sponsor of the World Forum in 2012. These last 4 years, I have actually been vice president for national associations. And I have learned an enormous amount in these last 4 years. And I will take forward many of the ideas I was developing as VP, not least the theme that was the theme of the conference of the Council of National Associations in Taipei. The theme was Facing an Unequal World, the Challenges for Global Sociology. We are sociologists. We study inequality and domination. I think it's important that we raise this in relationship to our own community and in relationship to the world at large. And I want to also, during these 4 years, to increase, intensify, expand the public sphere of which we are a part in three ways. The first, I want to increase the relationship, the interaction, the conversation, the dialogue between your executive committee and yourselves, between the leaders and the led. Second, I want to promote dialogue among yourselves, among RCs, among national associations, and between national associations and research committees, and of course also among individuals and other cross-cutting organizations. That will be the second dimension of this public sphere. But there is a third dimension, and that will be the dialogue that we as sociologists conduct with publics in our countries and in the world. There are three dialogues to this intensified public sphere. And I want to say that yes, there was a crisis of some sort in the United States, and we're all talking about this crisis, but it didn't begin there. We know that there were crises, first in Latin America, and then in Asia. The world does not start and stop in Europe and North America. And I want to intensify the dialogue that we do have globally. So, in terms of institutions, I'm going to try and do the following. Perhaps it's foolish of me to tell you what I really want to do. After all, it only raises expectations. But we'll see. I'm telling you what I want to do so that you know, and so if you wish, you can participate. I also know, as a sociologist of organizations, that institutions have inertia of their own. It's not always easy, as Michelle will know. It is not always easy to change things. But this is what I plan to do. I plan to really take advantage of electronic media to include those people in the world who cannot even imagine coming to a congress of this character, but who are also sociologists. That will mean creating a newsletter in which I and other members of the executive committee will communicate with you. So there will be you will hear from me if you want to. On a regular basis, we are going to expand and reorganize the electronic bulletin. I started a blog on universities in crisis, something that affects so many people in the world, so many sociologists in different ways, but nevertheless, having already got 60 submissions, postings on the blog from about 36 countries. I know there are a lot of things that we all share. So that blog, I want to promote that blog in order to have a more broad dialogue about the situation that we face as sociologists. And my most ambitious project as some of you may have heard on Monday. You may have thought on Monday I was just trying to get elected. Well, I was trying to get elected, but I also meant everything I said. And my most ambitious project is to organize a weekly program called Global Sociology Live, in which we will have interviews and lectures, short lectures, talks, discussions that will be streamed audially live and will be posted on YouTube, so that you will know that something is going on collectively. I'll make every effort to embrace as many parts of the world and deal with as many significant issues that we as sociologists can address. So, that is all I have to say to you. Proof of the pudding. I was once taught this by a French Marxist by the name of Althusser. Proof of the pudding is in the eating. And as I speak, the pudding is going into the oven. In Yokohama, we'll take it out. And we will see what a feast we will have. I look forward to working with you all for the next 4 years, and I will dedicate myself to promoting dialogue within this organization, between this organization and the world beyond. Thank you very much for listening.